أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون، إنه لقول رسول كريم، وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون، ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون، تنزيل من رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى takes a قسم. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, ولا أقسم بما تبصرون. I swear an oath in those things which, O insan, you see. وما لا تبصرون, and those things that you do not see. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes a qasam of all the entire creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that part of the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat that is visible to the naked eye, that is visible to mankind, and then there is that realm that is not visible to us, and that is the alame akhirat, jannat, jahannam, and all those aspects of life that is not visible to us. Then there is another aspect to it. If a person digs a hole, and we will call it a qabr, and if we put someone into it, somebody that has passed on, and after a while we open that qabr, it is a realm on its own. We may be able to visibly see the pit, the hole, but what happens in that alame barzakh, that is also unseen to us, it is unknown to us, we do not really see what happens. And some ulama have went further, that this is not only a qasam on the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but on the one hand, what is visible to us is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is visible to us is that power and the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by way of Allah's creation. But what is not visible to us is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. And after taking this qasam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem. Certainly the Quran Sharif is the word of the noble messenger. Now here the noble messenger has been mentioned in the Quran in different places. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, because he was the messenger that brought this Quran from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the noble messenger could also mean our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then conveyed this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here most of the commentators are of the opinion that it is reference is made to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nobility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in actual fact needs absolutely no explanation whatsoever, that in every respect, in every aspect, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was noble. But more important than that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delivers this message to us, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed this message to the people, to mankind, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fulfilled this message. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that it is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to refute a very, very important allegation or allegations that the Quraysh of Makkah had made against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ, that this Quran is not the word of any sha'ir, it is not the speech of any poet. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, very little do you bring iman, very little do you believe. When we look at the Quran Sharif and we look at ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us senses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of sight. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the power of hearing and all the different senses. And we all know that our senses are limited in whatever it can do. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us above the senses our intellectual faculties where we are able to think, and our thinking is also limited, and hence beyond our intellect is our iman, and that is our belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, very little do you believe. In other words, if your belief system is not correct, then obviously you would not believe that this Quran, the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has emanated and has come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept these matters not on our senses to sense, not on our intellect to think, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept these matters on our iman, that we bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed to us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنْ, that this Quran, this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the speech of a soothsayer. Now the people of Makkah, they used to go and attend the soothsayers in abundance, and we know that these fortune tellers or the soothsayers, they used to get the information from the jinn, and those jinn will then convey the message to the soothsayer, and that soothsayer will then convey the message to his customer. But ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even refutes that. They used to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah is a soothsayer. And then Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, very little do you think, do you ponder. That if you understand where the two messages come from, one is via Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam coming directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one emanates just from a jinn. Like how the Quran cannot be a poetry, because poetry is the imagination of a poet, and this is no imagination of any human being, but these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soothsaying originates from the jinn, and this is not an origination from the jinn, but it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence, a person is called to ponder about these words of the Quran Kareem. But what is the reality of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that this Quran Sharif is the tanzeel, it is a revelation of the Rabb, it is a revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the sustainer of the entire universe. And here universe will actually mean everything in existence. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains it, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed this Quran, and this Quran is the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies this issue that it has come down from Allah via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the Quran was conveyed to him by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel alayhi salam conveyed it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed it. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam thereafter conveyed the Quran to the Ummah the way it was conveyed to him. And in this way we find that this Quran Kareem in its pristine purity still exists today, the revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that can never ever be denied. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here refutes all the claims of the Quraysh of the Makkah, or Quraysh of Makkah, with regards to the Kitab of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.